Good morning. We are listening to Selfless Love Talk. This is your coach, Chanel Budd, and I have a special guest for you all this morning. We have guest speaker Janetta Collier on the line, and she will be touching on the topic of your mindset. And so I'm very excited that she is on the line with us today. I want you all to listen closely because there is some really beneficial information that she has to give to us today. And I look forward to hearing the message as well for myself. So, Ms. Janetta Collier, you can go ahead and start the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Chanel, for having me on your show. I'm so excited. My name is Janetta Collier, and I'm coming to you from Dallas, Texas. I want to talk to you today about the scarcity mindset. So we're going to talk about from scarcity to abundance. Yes, from scarcity to abundance. I'm going to tell you a short story. When I was a little girl growing up, my grandfather was like the best man ever in my life, other than my father. My father was in my life as well. But every summer or twice a year, the family would get in the car and drive down to see my grandfather. My grandfather lived in a home with my grandmother, and two of his kids lived there with him because they was helping them out. My grandfather died when he was 103, so let me start that. And my grandfather would crack me up. Every morning we would get up at 5. He would go in his backyard and feed his chickens, and then he would go walking for 5 miles. Yes, this man walked for 5 miles every morning, and I will be behind him like a little flea. But my grandfather was so stingy. He was so tight. They did not have a car. They drove everywhere. My grandmother didn't have a modern washing machine. They didn't have television. And as I grew older, I realized, and once my grandfather passed away, I come to realize my grandparents had so much money. They owned 3 houses on the block. They owned a bank building around the corner. They owned apartments like 4 blocks down. And they lived in a mindset of scarcity. My grandfather did not want to spend his money on anything. If he couldn't grow it, his idea was growing his food, and if he couldn't grow it, then he would barter for his food. And this wasn't long ago. I'm talking in 1980, guys. So This wasn't when times were just really hard. This was in 1980. So he had a mindset of scarcity, and at that time, I did not realize what that mindset was. But let me tell you what that mindset of scarcity would do for you. Mindset of scarcity will hurt you in so many ways. It will hurt you in your relationship. Let me give you an idea of what scarcity does in relationship. If you have a mindset of scarcity and you are in a relationship, you are the person who smothers the other person. You don't want that person to leave. You don't want that person to go anywhere without you. You don't want that person to speak to anyone else. You become jealous. You become insecure. You become inferior in your mind because you have a mindset of scarcity. Now let's look at that relationship with a mindset of abundance. With a mindset of abundance, you open your hand to release. You open that hand for them to come and go as they please because you know they will come back. You and your mindset feels like you have more to offer and you're not afraid if they leave. That's a mindset of abundance in a relationship. A lot of times we are our worst enemy when we have a scarcity mindset. Let's take another look of scarcity mindset when it comes to business. When you're in business, you have a scarcity mindset, you feel like there's no opportunities out there for me. Everybody's doing what I want to do. There's no room in the market for me. You know, everybody is, the stuff I want to do, they already thought of. That's a mindset of scarcity. Also, when you have a mindset of scarcity in business, you think the glass is half empty versus glass is half full if you have a mindset of abundance in business. You worry about competition. You worry about if someone else get leg up on you. You're afraid of losing your money, your time. You don't want to collaborate with anyone. You don't want to partner with anyone. You don't want to give your information away. I had a person say to me one day, Janetta, why do you just help people? Why do you just give your information away? Don't you know you can charge for that? That's a mindset of scarcity. Because in a mindset of abundance, you want to see people grow. You want to see people on the top. You want to partnership and collaborate. You're not afraid. You don't think that the pie is being taken. Because when you have a mindset of abundance, you realize there's a new pie being baked every day, and we all can have a slice. You're not afraid of spending your time and money when you have a mindset of abundance. Because you realize by spending my money, I can spend money on someone coaching me and helping me. By spending my time, I can help someone else to level up to where they need to be. So we hurt ourselves when we have these mindset of scarcity. Let me take it to another level for you. When you have a mindset of scarcity, you feel like you're never enough. You feel like no matter what you do or say, you're never enough. You can look at a stranger on the street and see them driving a nice car and begin to feel jealous or inferior. That's a mindset of scarcity. You don't want to welcome anyone or cheer anyone on. You don't want to help another person with what they're going through. You want them to stay in the muck, in the mud. That's a mindset of scarcity. But when you have a mindset of abundance, when you see someone doing better than you, you are so excited for them. You are so elated and happy that they have reached that pinnacle that they were searching for. That's a mindset of abundance. When you have a mindset of abundance, the glass is never half empty. It's always half full. You see things in a totally different light. You're not worried about competition. You focus on the opportunities that are presented to you. You give money and time. You take risks when you have a mindset of abundance because you know that by taking risks, it's a process, and you are there to help and collaborate with others when you take a risk. Those same people that you're taking a risk with will help elevate you when you have a mindset of abundance. You welcome the competition. You embrace everything that is good. You happy to see other people do well when you have a mindset of abundance.
When I love this topic.
I'm sorry?
I love the information.
Well,
I'm actually seeing a lot of different. I'm seeing a lot of different things happening in this with what you're saying. And even the perspective, I'm actually, like, tuned in on, to that, because I'm seeing a lot of different things that have happened or transpired, in different relationships and things like that. And everything you're saying is 100%, 100% fact.
Yes, yes. You know, when you have a mindset of abundance, you have a sense of gratitude. You have such a huge sense of gratitude, and you don't mind giving other people credit. You live in gratitude. It just frees up your life when you have a sense of abundance. And abundance don't always mean you're rich, because I'm going to tell you, you have wealthy people out there that live in scarcity. They don't want to give their money, even though they have the money to give. They don't want to give their time. And when you live in abundance, you don't mind giving your money, even when you don't have any money. I remember when I was so broke, I couldn't spell broke. I was so broke. But always muscled up my change. I would go through the change in my drawer or a dollar, and I would see someone on the street or someone would ask me for money, and sometimes I would just empty out my corn purse in their hand and tell them, this is all I have. I would give them a dollar. I would give them whatever I had because I knew that it was going to come back to me tenfold. Did I know how it was going to come back to me? No. But I knew it was going to come back to me tenfold because I have a mindset of abundance. I didn't always have a mindset of abundance, but I do now. I give my time. I believe in giving my time to people because I want to leave a mark on this world of service. And when you have a mindset of abundance, that's what you want to do. You want to be of service in any way possible that you can. And that mindset of abundance, again, rolls over into your relationship. It's in all aspects of our lives. If you stay in the scarcity mindset, you will never grow. Why you will never grow? Because you will never open your hand. You know, in a scarcity mindset, just imagine your hand, you have a dollar in your hand, and you said, this is my last dollar, and I need to hold on to it for dear life. So you close your hand tightly, holding on to that dollar. But guess what? Your hand is closed so tight that you're not allowing anything else to be pouring into your hand. There's no other blessings can be poured into your hand because you have your hand so tight on that dollar. So many of us step over a dollar or stop to pick up that dollar, and they leave millions on the table. It's because they're so afraid that someone else is going to pick up that dollar, and there's the $1 million right in front of them if they only took two more steps. But they're thinking that someone bigger, better, braver is going to get that million. So I'm just going to stay here with a dollar. That's a scarcity mindset. Scarcity, people with a scarcity mindset stay with what they know. They don't want to venture out to the unknown. They're too afraid to see what's behind the curtain because they don't want to take any chances. That's a scarcity mindset. When you have a mindset of abundance, you know that you have time and you have everything you need to succeed. You may not have it now and then, but you know it's coming. It's coming to you. You know, I look at social media. And social media can be a good thing and a bad thing. But let me tell you what it does when you have a scarcity mindset. When you have a scarcity mindset, you're on social media, and you're judging everybody on social media. Look at what she looks like. Look what she have on. Look how she wearing her hair. Look what he's looking like. Look what he's driving. Oh, she's saying she's doing this in business. Oh. That's a scarcity mindset. But when you have abundance mindset and you're looking at social media, you're like, wow, this person is really doing their thing. This person is knocking it out the park. Let me reach out to this person. Maybe they can help me. Let me collaborate with them. Let me partner with them. That's an abundance mindset. So scarcity and abundance is around us every day. And it's up to us to make the change. It's up to us to change it. And there's ways that you can change that mindset. And I'm going to give you guys some ways that you can change that mindset. here's a few things that you can address on that. Addressing the issue, you want to use, for me, language of prosperity. So instead of saying, I can't afford it, say I have other priorities right now. Shift your thinking and your focus. Because it's not that you can't afford it. You just have other priorities and where you need to allot your money. That's an abundance mindset. Scarcity mindset, when you have stuff. You know, you see a lot of people that hoarders or they keep stuff a lot. That's a scarcity mindset. They're afraid to lose. They're afraid that somebody's going to take it away from them. That's a scarcity mindset. But an abundance mindset says let it go. Donate it. Give it to someone who can use it. Give it to a worthy cause instead of letting it wither away and be of no good to anyone. Avoid comparison. So a certain mindset, they start looking at other people. Like I said earlier, they start comparing themselves with other people and trying to keep up with other people and what they're doing. And they make decisions based on other people, which are bad decisions because you don't know their situation. So I say with you, with an abundance mindset, you don't compare yourself to others. You don't try to overspend to keep up with the Joneses. You don't try to go out and buy what they buy. You don't try to go out and do what they do. You just be comforted with who you are and what you have. That's an abundance mindset. Acknowledge other people's success. This is big for me. Because with a scarcity mindset, there's jealousy. You're looking at them as though they're inadequate. And you don't want to acknowledge or applaud their success and their achievements. I would say with an abundance mindset, you applaud their achievements. You let them know that you're proud of them. You let them know that what they're doing is important. That's an abundance mindset. And then I'm going to tell you a few things to help you grow toward your wealth. If you feel like that you need to grow in abundance through money, I would say some key things that you can start doing for yourself is, open a savings account. Invest a small bit of money in the stock market, in your 401k, if you have a company that you work for, contribute. Man, let me tell you, when I was 19 years old, I was going to University of Houston. And I had a daughter at the time. And I started realizing that I wanted to move into an abundance mindset. So, again, I would give stuff away. I would, you know, people would walk up to me and say, oh, I like that purse. And, you know, I would dump my stuff in a paper bag and give them that purse. And I don't know why, but it was like they liked the purse. So I gave them the purse. I've had people to say, I like that ring you have on. And I give them the ring. Now, I'm not saying you can walk up on me now and say I like that ring and I'll give the ring. But what I am saying is I believe in giving and sharing because I have a mindset of abundance. But going back when I was 19, I used to take my money and I wouldn't put it in the bank, but I would put it in a jar. Some people may have piggy banks or whatever. I would put my money in a jar. And with money, because I was so young and I had a daughter, I would just put everything away. Now, I would still give, you know, donate and stuff, and I would give. But I would just put everything away. And 2 years later, I opened that jar and took it to the bank. And within that 2 years, and mind you guys, I did not work a full-time job. I was in school full-time. I worked a part-time job. Within that 2 years, I had $12,000 saved in that jar. I was totally shocked. But again, I say when you give, it comes back tenfold. I didn't even make $12,000 a year, people. I didn't make $5,000 a year. I was a full-time student and a mom. How I got that much money in that jar, I don't know to this day. But I will tell you, I go back to when you give your money and your time, it comes back tenfold. When you give of your knowledge, it comes back tenfold. When you give of yourself, it comes back tenfold. I just want everyone that's in the sound of my voice to understand that God has given us everything we need. It is already laid before us. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to hoard things. We don't have to judge other people. We just open up and give freely. I'm not saying it won't hurt sometimes. I'm not saying that you may not be used sometimes or someone may not judge you. But I'm saying when you come from a place of abundance, you know there's grace. And you know grace is with you. Grace is guiding you. Grace is living with you and living within you. And you just live in gratitude. And it feels so good to live in a place of abundance. It is so freeing to not be afraid. Right now what's going on, it is so much scarcity. People are afraid that other people are taking their jobs. People are afraid that other people are taking their relationship away from them. People are afraid that other people are doing the job that they want to do as far as starting a business. People are afraid that there isn't too many books being written about this. People are afraid that someone else are guiding their light. Live in abundance and know that the book that you're going to write, it may have the same subject, but it didn't come from you. Know that the job that's waiting for you is appointed to you. Know that the information that you're giving away or that you give away freely, nobody can prevent it like you. Come from a place of abundance and you will never fail. Know that that person that you see on the street that need a handout, give him a hand up. Give him a hand up because one day someone gave you a hand up. One day someone sat next to you and poured into you. One day someone said, I'm proud of you. I see what you're doing. I know you're going to go far. Let me help you. Take my hand. Let me guide you. Live in a place of abundance and you will never fail. So I'm going to open it up for anyone that have any questions. But before I do, you can go to my website, Imaginary Glass Ceiling. I have a book that came out, I want to say a year and a half ago maybe, or maybe last year. And the book is called The Best You, A 365-Day Motivational Journey. Now, this book was birthed for me, and I like to say birthed because it was an emotional book for me. The book starts off each day with a poem or an affirmation or a Bible verse or a thought. And then I ask you a question. And the book is 365 days because there's 365 days worth of information in there. And they're short. And it's a journal. So I ask you a question and then you write in the book. The best part about the book for me is there's no date. So your day one is when you pick it up. Your day two is whenever you decide to pick it up and go on and so forth. Of course, I hope for you pick it up every day, but if you don't, that's okay, because I don't like having the stress of feeling like I didn't do something. That just stresses me out. I don't like that. So I don't want to stress anyone else out. But this book came from I was going through a very stressful time in my life where my husband got ill, and he needed a double lung transplant. And I would write down things every day, affirmation or thoughts every day to keep me centered, to keep me intact. Because there was days that I was like, okay, am I losing my mind here because something's happening? And after I finished with the book, after I finished jotting everything down, I was showing it to my son, and he said, Mom, you're to write a book. Because there's other people out there that needs that. There's other people out there that's going through. There's other people that may need a jump start. So I published this book. I had this book published. And when you order the book, if you choose to order the book on my site, imaginaryglassdylan.com, I pray over the book, first of all. And then I write a special message to the person who ordered the book. I ask God to bless them and protect and guide them and give them a mind of abundance. So I would like to say to the audience, for the first 10 people that order the book, and I will know the order in which you ordered, how many people it is. I will send you a book for free. So when you go in, just put in the number. I think you do have to put a dollar amount in. So put like six, put zero, put a dollar. Try to put a dollar in and see if that will work. So I guess it wouldn't be free if I'm telling you put a dollar in. But I will give you a deep discount depending on. Or email me. Let's do this. Email me. Janetta at JanettaCarrier.com. That's Janetta, J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-A, at J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-A, C-O-L-L-I-E-R.com. So Janetta at JanettaCarrier.com. Email me, and as emails come in, I will know, I can count. So the first 10 people, I will send you a book. Email me your name, your address, and how you heard of this, and I will send you a book from me. So, Chanel, do you have any questions?
Yes. So, I don't have any questions. Is there anyone on right now that would like to ask Ms. Janetta a question in regards to today's topic? And also, if you're not able to answer, because some people are on live, so they can hear, but they can't say anything at this time. She has left her email and also her website, and feel free to reach out to her and ask these questions, or even give me some feedback, and I can also get them to her as well.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say today that this was an amazing show. The information and the inspiration you have given today has actually blessed me, and I know it's blessed our guests. I'm just in awe of how important it is for us to have that abundance mindset versus this scarcity mindset, and a lot of people don't even realize that they're stuck in that mindset.
Yes.
And so
yes.
The examples and everything you gave was just, it was right on point, every single bit of it. And, I was affirmed a little bit you know, at a lot of what you said, because at least I know I'm in that abundance arena, although, you know, there's always growth. You're never perfect in it. You know, there's always room for growth, but just to know that that's, the, you know, where I'm at, you know, it was confirming. So I greatly appreciate this day.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, the scarcity mindset, too, a lot of it is learned. You know, when I gave that example of my grandfather when I was younger and used to go and see him all the time, a lot of it is learned because we're, you know, if you think about it, it just depends on what era your parents was born or what era your grandparents was born. You know, they went through the recession and they went through the depression and stuff like that. So they had that scarcity mindset, you know, and when it comes to money. They may not have it when it comes to time, but they probably had it when it comes to money because they felt that money was not always going to come that way. And food was not always going to come that way. You know, so a lot of mindset on scarcity is learned. And it's up to us to unlearn that and realize that a scarcity mindset is just, it hurts you. It doesn't really hurt the other person. It hurts you.
That's right.
Also, I wanted to mention that my book signing, I have a book signing coming up in Dallas. And the book signing is September 20th. Is it the 20th? Yes, it's September 20th, and it's going to be at 8200 Preston Road in Suite 135. And the book signing, it's going to be really fun. I have an international music artist that's going to be there, Quentin Moore. He's going to be there at my book signing performing. And we're going to have cocktails and conversation in regards to the book, in regards to any questions people may have of me. And it's just going to be a really fun time. And the admission is just a purchase of a book. So I'm just going to keep it really simple because I just want to share and give. So, again, it's going to be September 20th, and it's from 6 to 9:30. And it's going to be 8200 Preston Road, Suite 135 in Plano, Texas. So I would love for any of your listeners to come out and just have a good time. Just have a good time. Also, later today, I will post on my website some things that I talked about and some steps that will help you move from scarcity to abundance mindset. On my website, Imaginary Glass Ceiling. So if anyone wants to go there, and you'll be able to download it out.
All right. So if there's not anyone that has a question, that I'm going to, I mean, you did so well. I mean, you just pretty much nailed it today. So what I'm going to do right now is go ahead and I'm going to thank you again for being a part of this podcast. Please share. You know, if you have anyone else or you would like to come back on, you're always welcome here.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And so I'm going to go ahead and end us with a ending prayer. This is something I do on here. You know, just so that all my guests and everyone know, I always say this usually before, but everyone is welcome in this space. This is a space where we come in and we share, we uplift, we motivate, and encourage. And so, I mean, any topics, it doesn't matter what the topic is, you know, it's as long as it's in decency and in order of you know, each other. Feel free to send me anything that you wish. You know, I would like to talk about this, and can we talk about that? Absolutely. But I'll go ahead and start the prayer. So, Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for Janetta, for her coming on today, Lord, and sharing the topic that she was led to share with us on the mindset. I also would like to pray and ask you that you would take all of the people in the room. I I also want to just thank you, Lord, for everybody who comes in, our listeners, Lord Jesus, and everybody who is all over the world, Lord, that could be listening to us right now. I ask that you protect us through our days, our coming and our going, cover our families, Lord Jesus, our families and all those that are connected to us. I ask you, Lord Jesus, right now that if there's a need that we don't know about with anybody who is listening, Lord, that you fulfill the need. You know what it is that they need or that they want, Lord. So just see them in their place. I also just wanted to just say thank you again. Thank you for the partnerships. Thank you for the connection. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for the platform. Thank you for all that you're doing for each and every last one of us, Lord. We have faith in you. We trust in you. We believe in you. And we just thank you right now. Continue to cover us daily, Lord, daily, not just today, but daily. In Jesus' name I pray. I thank you all, and I wish you all a great weekend and have a wonderful next week.
Great. Thank you.